And now it's time for another Castle Country Focus. And today I have Miss Carbon County, Mikhail Monson, with me. And she's here to talk about her preparing for the state pageant, Miss Utah pageant that's coming up in June, and just some fun things that she's going to be doing over the summer. Hi, Mikhail. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Well, first and foremost, congratulations on high school graduation.
Thank you.
Are you glad to be like, whew, it's out of the way?
I'm so excited.
Now, you've got some plans, though, after the summer. You're planning to go to school. Tell us a little bit where you're going to go to school at.
I tried out for the SUU cheer team, and I made that. So with being on that team, I get a full ride scholarship. So I'm going to be going to SUU for these next few years.
Do you have any idea what you want to be when you grow up?
I'm hoping to become a dermatologist.
Oh, well, that will be great.
I'm super excited.
So are you excited to go? Is Mom a little nervous to send you down to school?
I mean, probably, but I think she's probably a little excited to get rid of me, too.
All right. So tell us a little bit about what you've been doing to prepare for the Miss Utah pageant, because it's not very far at all. It's in, what, June 11th? Couple weeks?
2 weeks. So when I first got crowned Miss Carbon County, it's kind of like a huge rush of, oh my gosh, now it's Miss Utah. And so throughout the year, it's kind of calmed down a little bit. But now that we're getting closer, my nerves are kicking back in, and it's definitely a really nerve-wracking thing. But to prepare, I've just been practicing my talent, practicing walking. And about a month ago, I actually tore a ligament, which has kind of put a stall in all of that. But I've still been able to go out into the community and get to all of the events and talk to all of the different elementaries. And it's been super fun to be able to get my platform out there.
So tell us, what is your platform?
My platform is Empowered Decision Making for Success. And with that, I am trying to empower not only the younger generations, but teenagers and adults as well. So within Empowered, I capitalize POWER, which stands for positivity, optimism, work ethic, enthusiasm, and respect. And so I'm just trying to encourage children to make choices based on those different things to help encourage a brighter future.
That sounds like a mouthful there.
It is. It's fun. It's a lot, though.
Now, you've got some fun things coming up in the summer. So you're going to go to pageant, and you're going to come back. And then, of course, it's kind of a busy time for you, isn't it, in the summer?
It's super busy, but way fun. We get to be a part of all the different parades and the community events, like International Days and all of that. And so it's super fun to be involved.
All right. Well, you brought a special little guest with you.
I did.
And she's Little Miss Carbon County, Megan Roberts. How are you, Megan?
Good.
Tell us a little bit about yourself. How old you are, who your parents are, what school do you go to?
I am 10 years old, and I go to Castle Heights Elementary, and I am going into 5th grade, and my parents are Jennifer Roberts and Zach Roberts.
And what did you like most about school? What's your favorite subject?
I would have to say math.
Math? So yeah. You're a math whiz then?
Yeah.
Are you? So what do you got plans for this summer besides helping Mikhail at the state pageant? Are you excited for that?
Yes, I'm very excited.
So what do you get to do to help her out?
I get to go on stage with her, and I have to perform a production number.
And what are you doing? Tell us a little bit about your production number.
I have to dance with a bunch of other girls.
Oh, wow. What's your favorite dance to do?
I would have to say hip-hop.
Hip-hop? Yeah, yeah. That's kind of cool, huh? I'd tell you to bust a move for me, but then nobody would see it. But I believe you're pretty good. Well, all right. Mikhail, go ahead and step back up. Now, you are doing, well, I guess it's not you. The organization, the Miss Carbon County organization, is doing a send-off. And tell us a little bit about that send-off.
So at that send-off, we're going to be doing everything that I'll do at the state pageant. So I'll be performing my talent, on stage question, and even some questions to kind of bring an interview a little bit. And so those who aren't able to make it up to the state pageant, since it's in Salt Lake City, will be able to come to that. Anyone from the community is invited. It'll be a huge event, super fun. So if you want to come and see what Miss Utah is going to be like, come out to that. That'll be at Carbon High School on June 9th, which is next Saturday at 1 o'clock.
All right. And everyone needs to go to this so they can show Mikhail our support as she's getting ready to head on up. How do you feel about this whole Miss Utah pageant?
I'm so excited. It's super scary. It's a scary thing going up there with 50 other amazing, talented young women, because you go out there and you're like, oh, yeah, I'm good. I got this. And then you see everyone else and you're like, whoa, it's super, super intimidating. But they're all so nice and so kind and talented. And it's super amazing to be surrounded by so many beautiful women.
Now, you've gotten to know those girls already over this year, haven't you? Because you've been doing stuff to prepare with them for the state pageant. Is that correct?
Yes, we have. So we've done service projects together. We've had different workshops that we've gotten to know each other at.
So you've made some long-lasting friendships, you think?
Definitely.
Oh, wonderful. Well, is there anything else you want to add besides inviting the public to come out for your send-off?
No, I just want to thank the community for letting me serve them. It's super, super awesome to be able to get to know everyone and get to know their children and the adults and the different leaders around our community.
Now, if there's any girls out there that are listening and are interested in the Miss Carbon County organization, what do you suggest they do?
Get a hold of us. Contact us. If you see us in the community, come up, talk to us. We'd love to get to know you. We'd love to get you involved. And we have our Miss Carbon County pageant coming up pretty soon here in October. So if you at all want to be involved in this, just let us know.
And you can answer any questions anybody might have about it.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, it sounds like fun.
It's way fun. It's a blast.
And I think you're going to do very well up there. You're going to represent the county wonderfully because you're a sweet gal.
Thank you.
And is the boot coming off by then?
Hopefully. We're gonna pray that it is.
If not, just bling it out.
Exactly.
Just put some blingage on it. You'll be fine. All right. Well, Mikkel, thank you so much for coming and bringing your little guest, little Miss Carbon County Megan. Thank you so much. Again, the send-off is going to take place on Saturday, June 9th at 1 p.m. at Carbon High. The entire public is invited to go wish Mikkel good luck and just see her perform. She'll be doing... showing off some wardrobe as well, won't you?
Yes.
And what is your talent?
My talent is dance.
You like
it's a lyrical.
How long have you been dancing?
Oh, a long, long time, since I was like 3.
Oh, wow. So it's kind of just in your blood. It's what you do.
Yep, dancing is me.
All right. This will take place on Saturday, June 9th, 1 p.m. at Carbon High. Don't miss this. Go out and support her and wish her good luck. And appreciate you girls coming by.
Thank you.
This has been another Castle Country Focus. For more information on this interview and others, visit our website at castlecountryradio.com.